So I want to thank everybody back to the Versus Podcast. This is going to be episode, what is it? I think we left off at 15, so episode 16. It's my man, me and Scott. I just want to give a quick kind of PSA. So make sure you subscribe, rate, whatever on the content. So we switched it. It's Lewis T Media. Under the Lewis T Media, we're still going to do Versus Podcasts from here. The Versus Podcast from, you know, just kind of playing it by ear. But we're for the locks, Dipset, me and Scott were just talking. Like, hey, man, we definitely got a pod for this. So this right here is just kind of me and Scott talking kind of before the Versus match. Giving us some predictions, kind of talk about some of the old Versus matches that we missed. Some of the ones might be coming up, but mostly just talking about what we're going to be expecting or looking forward to with this Locks D Block versus Dipset. Some of the promo and everything. But yeah, so Lewis T Media still giving you the Versus Podcast. And then, like I said, we got some more content coming to the podcast from Lewis T Media. Red Cups on the Red Couch interviews coming soon, being uploaded as we speak. And me and Scott, we're planning to be doing a podcast live while we're watching the Versus. So you're going to get our raw reactions for Locks versus D-Block. But thank everybody that's been tuning in. All the support, people that, if you stuck by us, if you're coming back for the first time, whatever it is, thank you so much. Again, this is Lewis T from Lewis T Media, your host, and I hope y'all are enjoying Versus and the Versus Podcast. So everybody, I know we have been missing for a little while. I mean, I think since February, D'Angelo maybe. But we are back in the building. This is the pre-show for the Versus. I am your host, Lewis T, and I got my man here with me. I want to let him introduce himself.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Scotty LaCura. Wilmington resident, New York City native, and huge Locks fan, and I'm going with the Locks tonight. I'm gonna get that in there off gate.
Yeah, I am also going with the Locks, but there's a lot of people that are Team Dipset. A lot of people. Man, I kind of wish we were.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I feel like in any other circumstance, I might roll with Dipset, but because I don't know, just Jada, Styles P, Sheik. I mean, I hope Jay Hood makes a guest appearance tonight.
I don't think did they patch up with Jay Hood? I know there was an attention with Jay Hood and the Locks for a little while.
I feel like a good amount of time has passed to where it's like, okay, they could let bygones be bygones and put all that stuff behind them and just live. Like, yeah, we ain't in a time right now where black men should be beefing with other black men. So,
I mean, but not beefing and then inviting somebody to one of the biggest platforms out right now—that's two totally different things.
But Jay Hood was also a big part of that early 2000 Locks D Block era, you know.
Oh, definitely. Somebody, I think it was Lee Hustle. I saw he said, if you have an Android, you can't watch Dipset versus Locks. You got to watch Hell Rail versus Jay Hood.
Like, I won't listen to that because I got an Android. I'll gladly listen to that. Shit.
I got an Android. You are listening to this podcast from two Androids, so.
Yeah. I mean, hey, whatever works.
Smoke went down the wrong hole.
The stickiest of the icky.
So, but we were before recording, We were just talking about the promo between Styles P and Jim Jones, man. That's been, their marketing has been crazy.
Yeah, they've really went in with it. They've really like taken, they really took the baton with that one and just sort of ran with it, because I don't know, those are two, as much as like everybody knows them for all their like hard gangster stuff, those are two funny dudes.
Yeah.
Like it, like in everything they do, like those dudes are hilarious. So it's good to see, it's good to see them be like playful and everything, like let people know, like, nah, this isn't really that serious. Like, I'm not snuffing nobody if I hear, you know, like this is more like, yeah, they're being playful, and that's dope, man. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like Cameron's kind of getting to it. He pulled up on Jada at the mall getting some jewelry.
Yeah. Yo, Cam in the little promo video was like, they're going to get all Wu-Tang. Like, they're going Wu-Tang here.
Oh, yeah, the Chief. We're talking about Chief and the Wu-Block.
Yeah. There's so much stuff that... there's so much stuff that just Styles P alone can pull from that he's not going to really be able to. But mm-hmm. just so many just mixtapes and freestyles that are classics. Jada Can't Do the Mornings is Hash Brown's freestyle. Like, I mean, there's so much stuff that they could pull from. But it's not to say that Dipset can't either. And that's the thing. Like, and again, like, if this was any other circumstances, this was Dipset versus maybe G-Unit, I would probably go with Dipset just because they have more.
Yeah. You know. I think we're, because I would say, man, I would say the weakest link out of everybody would be Sheik. But Jada and the Lox catalog featured and the Lox catalog alone is what I think make them stand apart. Right? Because people are saying that Dipset has more hits. And I mean, they got some hits, but I don't know anything that can beat the Benjamins that they have. Like, I mean, the Lox got DMX songs or Biggie songs, and who was the other one I was thinking? DMX, Biggie, and Jay-Z. Like, most of those are going to... Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to watch them. I don't think they're going to watch Dipset, because, Cameron got joints. Jewel Santana got joints. Beamer Benz and Bentley, all that other stuff. Jim Jones. I think Jim Jones had more songs that I personally like that probably isn't verses worthy. Like, Jim Jones has albums, but even with Jim Jones, he still got Ballin' and a couple, Walk It Out, a couple verses here and there. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah. And so what I'm thinking also is that if you go back to Jada and Fab, their verses, Jada was pulling out a lot of street stuff. So I wonder if like the Lox will like follow suit with it, or will they just go for like the straight, just like commercial hits that everybody knows? But that's really few and far between. Like, I feel like if Jada throws on Why, you know, Cam will light that up with Old Boy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if he would go Why. Jada versus Cam. I don't know. It's gonna be good, because I think Cam probably could beat Jada. Like, I think Cam could have made that more interesting than Fab did. But like I said, I just think where they went out is features and Lox as a whole, like Lox songs. Like, I feel like there's more Lox songs than actual Dipset songs. and I feel like Jewel Santana, he's gonna run short after a couple. I feel like Jim is gonna run short. Cam got a strong, like, there's a lot of weight on Cam with Dipset.
I remember we did the Cam and Mace thing, so like I'm very familiar with Cam's catalog. So Cam and Jada, I mean, it depends on which route you're really trying to go. If you're going the street route, if you're gonna play more street songs, then Jada got it, hands down.
I don't think they're gonna go. You feel like they're gonna go the street route?
I feel like Jada and the Locks are gonna do the same thing that they did against Fab. They're gonna go for the this is like for the New York streets right here. Like this is the first like real like New York versus that we've had in a minute.
Yeah, probably since Fabin. Well, you had Red and Meth, but that wasn't a real versus. And you had Ray and Ghost, but that wasn't a real versus either.
It counts, but it doesn't count. Like this is like two, yeah. Ray and Ghost from the same group, you know. Like that. I mean, that's just for fun. Like this is like,
I mean, Red and Meth are in the same group.
yeah, exactly that too. Like this is two completely different groups. That do I want to say dominated? Yeah, I'll go as far as to say dominated because they each at a point in time. They individually, they were the top groups, and not even just New York, but just rap. So this is going to be a special, very special event. Very special event. I pulled out that Sprewell jersey
Yeah, I saw that.
for this. Got my Tim's on and. Got a pair of baggy pants that I found. You know?
The bandana.
Nah, I don't want to have any gang affiliation or anything. I don't want people to see me jamming out on my porch and thinking some wild shit.
Hold on. So we haven't done this in a minute. We all, like I said, we're gearing up to the do we're actually going to try to do a live, like we're going to pod while watching the actual verses. But since then, like I said, we haven't done this since D'Angelo. Actually, we did it because we haven't podded since D'Angelo. We actually did that before D'Angelo. Which I didn't even see all of that. What has been your favorite? Two quote. What's been your favorite one since then, and what's been your most disappointing one since then?
Since then, Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isleys have really been my favorite one because I've constantly been going back to like Earth, Wind, and Fire songs and everything on my downtime. You know, just I'll get off work and I'll need something smooth to play, so I'll throw on some like After the Love Is Gone or something like that. But that's probably been my favorite one, and then. Disappointment wise, I mean, I wasn't really crazy on the Eve joint.
Really?
Like it was good, but I just wasn't like you can see sort of where like the change has come from versus from when we last talked about it till now. And I feel like the Eve joint really kind of made that. It kind of showed like what how different of a show it is, even though it's like primarily the same. It's a different show now, which is cool. Like it's for the better, you know. This brand is going to grow exponentially, but it's just like you really saw like the difference in how like from when it sort of like first started and then till where it's at now. Like the production value, the production on it is just like awesome. Now the visual production is great.
I was kind of I would say I was shocked by Trina in that one. Like I was definitely underestimating Trina in that, and she definitely showed performed a lot at a lot higher caliber than I was given credit for. And then I was also shocked by I didn't see the whole thing, and I saw it after the fact, but I was pleasantly surprised by what I've seen of the Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. That was entertaining from what I saw.
That was fun. That one was really fun. Also, like, honorary mention, like, the two creators of it, Swizz and Timbaland, like, I loved their... I'm not even going to call it a versus. That was more like a celebration of this thing.
Yeah, Miami. Miami Live.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then, like, I don't know, I guess... Because I'm not... Because I wasn't really disappointed in it. Like, I could... We knew Bobby couldn't really sing at this point.
Yeah.
So like Bobby Brown, Keith Sweat, like it was cool to hear the songs, but like if you went into that thinking Bobby was gonna belt it out, you were sadly disappointed.
I was kind of sad that I was disappointed that he wasn't really allowed to do more new edition songs.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, Mr. Telephone Man, which is that's his shit. That's him. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, he really could have. I guess he thought that his catalog was stronger after New Edition, and to a point, yeah. But
well, Keith Sweat was saying that I guess it was previously discussed that it wasn't doing that. I don't know, but what am I gonna say? But I do like, I don't know if you noticed, Keith Sweat was at a whole Bobby when he looked like he was about to fall. Like, and I'm not saying that literally, I'm just saying like, you know, like I feel like Keith Sweat was trying to make it a good show. And I didn't know that they had beef back in the day. Like, I missed the beginning of it when they were talking spicy. Because my friend was breaking that down, how Keith was talking real spicy. And I didn't, man. A lot of these R&B, like, R&B is more violent than hip-hop. Well, back then, in the 90s.
Yo,
got it now.
Man, you got to think, these is all cats from the block that just happen to be able to sing.
Exactly.
Like Jaheim, for example.
Oh, he's definitely from the block.
Newark, man. Jersey City, all that, man. Like, heard he was one of the Dro heads, like the people just like back when Hydro, when you couldn't really get that shit. He was one of those cats, got that shit all the time. Was smoked out. He was on the block. He could just sing, you know.
But there was, I think with the Teddy Riley. When he was with Guy or one of those groups with New Edition, I think somebody got murdered. Like, somebody in their entourage's fault or something. I mean, I know this is separate from Keith Sweat, but let's talk about how it was going down on those tours. Like, yeah. You know, because I guess whoever murdered them was defending themselves. So, you know, but, you know, I mean, but still, somebody got murdered.
Yeah, so, I mean... That whole thing. I mean, you saw the New Edition documentary, the movie they did on BET. Like, them kids got went on tour and got dropped off in the hood.
With $6 to split.
Yo, like that's sick. That's sick. But yeah, man, fucking getting back to this thing. Dipset versus D-Block. I'm really interested to hear just like all of like the old stories that they got.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Like I love the old New York City street lore, history and stuff. So like getting to hear that is going to be really, really interesting.
Jaden said I ain't going to be out here telling no stories. I wonder if that's just for talk.
Nah, please do, Jada. Please do. Like that's what the shit. That's what some of the people really tune into this thing for, to get like real, to get like the real, the real behind the scenes, like, crazy stories, like, oh yeah, I saved his life from whatever, or you know what I mean?
Like, and like there's Dipset Wu-Tang songs.
Yeah.
Like, they've all collaborated.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, like, banned from TV. Like, Cam was on there with Jada and Styles, yeah. So
yeah, who gets to play that?
That's a good question. Who I think it's first come first. It's got to be first come first serve.
I think Swiss. Like, I wonder if Swiss is making a playlist. Like, some of these you can tell that Swiss is behind the music that's being played, and then some of them, you know, and the other ones, you know, I feel like the artists are doing it themselves.
I would hope that these artists are like doing it themselves, because they know that they know their catalog's the best. So when they hear, say,
do you really think they know their catalog? Do you think the artists are in tune with what the fans like more than Swiss? You're pretty much saying Swiss, they know music better than Swiss just because it's there.
No, not necessarily. I'm saying that. Now, a guy can be more confident in it, like, say, if Jada goes with Y or something like that, then I feel like Jimmy would know to go with We Fly High to combat that.
But I feel like that's on the fly. If they already know, if Swiss is if he's putting together a list, he knows how to put that together. Where it would flow and it would work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And where it seemed kind of, where it would keep it kind of even throughout the battle to make the whole battle interesting.
That could be. But would you as an artist want to have somebody else make a playlist, or would you be confident enough in your players to be like, all right, I'm gonna play this against this?
I mean, that's hard for me to say, because I mean, I'm thinking probably like you, more as a, I'm someone who makes, I curate playlists. So I will feel confident in mine, but it's about the show. So I mean, if Swiss had a plan, as long as he could articulate what he's trying to do, Swiss is someone I would definitely listen to. Because I feel like Fab could have benefited from listening to Swiss, but. Swiss said that Fab didn't trust him because of his association with
Jada. That's logical. That makes sense, right?
Ain't no money on the line as far as who wins or loses. So I would, you know what I mean? It's all about appreciation. So I would take it seriously, but I wouldn't take it seriously. So yeah, if you know what I mean.
I feel you. Like, if I were an artist and I were trying to do this, I would be going for the win. Like, that's the thing. Like, I would be going, like, all right, if this is a competition, all right, I'm going to win. Like, this is me. Like, that's, I mean, to make it fun, and like, that's one thing, but it's like, if you're the artist and you let somebody else pick your playlist, like, you might not be, you might not, I don't know. Oh no, I kind of wouldn't trust anybody else with my own playlist but myself.
Okay. I mean, Swiss has a vested interest to make you do good. You know, like, so.
Yeah, but he's gonna miss something. I'm gonna see something maybe. That he doesn't.
Maybe, but maybe he might see something that you don't. Like, he might know something that might like, you're from New York. Something that was banging in North Carolina and all the South places that you wouldn't even think to play. Because you're so stuck in your own, you know, like, people, I feel like people get stuck
but,
in their
But how would Swiss know that and not me as the artist? How would he know that before me?
Maybe him being a DJ.
But I've toured in these places. as the artist.
Maybe. I'm just saying, like, I like I said, somebody like the, my biggest example, like, I feel like he curated, and just sometimes it's better when it's curated. Like, I feel like he, I feel like Swiss curated the Snoop and DMX, and that was pretty entertaining. You know what I mean? I feel, you know, like, I feel like Fab did his on his own, and Fab, I don't think that was a good representation of Fab. So, you know what I mean? But I feel like those are two examples of where Swiss was impactful, and then where he could have been. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. You know, and I mean only for certain people. Like certain people, they I'm sure they might, but like something like tonight, I feel like Swiss could curate a really dope thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where it just kind of go back nice, you know, like, with stories, certain songs. Like, hey, like, oh, and especially if everybody kind of talk it out together. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're in the loop. You don't have input on your thing, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, I was just maybe just in general, I feel like it's beneficial to have somebody, outside opinion.
Yeah, outside eyes. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It definitely makes sense. I would try to go in. I'd go in with whatever I thought was strong. Get the input, tweak it, and sort of go from there.
Yeah. How do you feel like it? What's gonna be the first two songs?
Oh man. First two songs. So, all right, from the locks. First two songs. I'm gonna have to. Huh. That's a tough question. That's a real like. That's a real like. That's a real prop bet question.
I should feel like I feel like they should kick it off with Mighty Mighty D-Block. Everywhere we go, people wanna know. I don't know.
That would be hot. Or I would like to hear Wild. I would like to hear Wild Out. That's the first song. I feel like that would sort of like set a tone.
I feel like that's a good middle like first song of the second round.
I would get that out the way to sort of set a tone, like we're about to wild out here tonight. So yeah, Wild Out's my first song from the Lox. Then Dipset first song has to be I'm Ready.
Yeah, I'm Ready. Or Dipset Anthem.
Now I would hold that till later. I would hold that till a little later.
Or what about We Built This City?
Nah. I don't even know if I play that.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't even pull that out tonight.
I really mean it.
I really mean it could be that could start that second round. Crazy.
Oh shoot. Jewel Santana mic check. Be like, oh, let's get it started with a mic check. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. They got some joints to pull from.
They have some. Santana does have some bangers. Like he could pull some shit out too. So I don't know. This is gonna be fun. That's the bottom line. Is like this is gonna be a fun. Take me back to days when I was not a good person.
You were not a good person. I can't believe that.
At one point in my life, I don't consider that person good at all. But I mean, you know, people grow up. So, but it's fun to like sort of reminisce on that era. Then you realize, damn, I could have if I would have just started this then, you know what I mean? Like, it'll give a lot of people like perspective on life. I hope at least it'll give me some.
What do you think about the Nori versus Beanie Siegel? I feel like that's something that we tried. We didn't, I don't know if we ever said Nori versus Beanie, I feel like their marketing is going to be interesting because they already kicked it up. They just haven't announced a date yet.
Yeah, they chopped it up on Drink Champs recently, so.
Mm-hmm. And Nori made it seem like it's a done deal.
I'm here for it. I am here for it. I think Nori's got a lot more just like, Nori could really go more in like an international bag if he wanted to, but I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to go heavy like CNN. He might even pull out, might even try to bring out Capone.
Probably, I would.
Might even bring out Capone for a song or two.
And if I was Beans, I would have Freeway.
You have to.
Especially since he can't really rap a lot of the stuff. I mean, he can, but, you know. I feel like if he rap it, it almost takes away from the original.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then just like... See, Bean, like, I would have loved to see Beans and Jada in a versus, even though we probably know Jada would, I feel like Jada would probably take that, but to see Beans and Jada go at it and just get those stories from that.
They didn't even talk about that in the Drink Champs, or did I miss it?
Nah, he spoke on it. He spoke on it, but.
I might have missed it. Those Drink Champs are so long.
Yeah, you gotta have time for those. You gotta be on a road trip for those. But yeah, he spoke on it briefly. Like he didn't get too deep, but it would be dope to see them together, like on a stage talking about it. Like I feel like at this point, if you can get Gucci and Jeezy on same stage and no problems really happen, anything is possible.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they did. They were trying, but Nori had his dates wrong because he was talking about the whole Hot 97 thing. And it was two different instances of Hot 97 when they were just going off. Yeah. And they never circled back around to it. I remember that. And you know me, I always wanted Cam and Nori. So it's funny. You wanted Beanie and Jada, and I wanted Cam and Nori.
Yeah, that would either one would be fire too. Cam and Nori would be nuts. That'd be really fun.
That would have a lot of. I feel like that would have a lot of stories.
Yeah, and just like, because even it, like both of them, like those are two very unique guys. Because they like both of them sort of like have their own like language and shit that they speak. And stuff like it's they both have their own like really unique specific rap styles, and for them to have sort of they like sort of like came in together, not together, but like they were sort of like hand in hand
together.
They basically came in together, you know, so yeah. It's like really.
Nori was in the 357 video.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Nori was on the hook of Glory and on Cam's first album.
Yep.
And then Cam was on Banned from TV from Nori's first solo album. So, like, there's a connection. Like in '98, like there's definitely like a connection there.
Yeah, and like it technically wasn't a freshman album, but like they were both like they were the '98 cover that had Cam, Cannabis, Nori, Big Pun, all of them. I feel like that was like the precursor to like the Freshman XL.
Yeah.
DMX, I think DMX is on it.
Yeah.
You know, so they're definitely of the same class. That was an ill year too.
Yeah, like they were at Summer Jam when, like, they were Summer Jam 98 when I went, like, all three, like, Cam, Nori, Pun, X, like, all, like, they performed at Summer Jam in 1998.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had no business being there as a 14-year-old kid.
I had to be awesome to go to a Summer Jam.
It was a graduation present for one of my friends, and his dad got him like 4 tickets to Summer Jam, so we all went.
That's dope.
To understand what it means now, you know, like, yeah, that was a crazy, like, the only thing crazy after that was the Jay-Z Nas Summer Jam.
That's a story.
That was Summer Jam and all Summer Jams right there.
Well, I mean, I feel like all the Jay-Z ones were kind of, you know, I mean, he brought Michael out too in 1 year.
Yeah, I think he did that. He did like the year before or the year after.
Yeah. So, man. Yeah, so the question, do you think they're going to start on time?
Never.
And I mean, when I say on time, if they're saying it started at 9:30, like before 10 o'clock.
I'm saying somebody in that crew is lighting a blunt at 9:30. And until that blunt is finished, that's when we'll see him.
I wonder who the DJs are going to be.
It would be mad dope for Cam to bring out Brucey B. Just for like a salute to Harlem. But it'd be awesome to see Swizz DJ.
I think they would say up a little bit by it.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I don't know. I imagine D Nice. You can't go wrong with D Nice.
I'm not sure. You think has D Nice done a versus yet? Did he do D'Angelo? No, that was D Nice. That's somebody else. That was like DJ Scratch or something.
I don't know. That would be dope.
What? You know, it should be Clue and Envy.
Wow. When are they going to, speaking of which, like, when are they going to bring, like, K-Slay and Big Mike to do one? Because they were, like, really heavy, especially in that era, too, man.
Yeah, whenever they get Papoose and Uncle Murder to do a versus, probably.
But I remember Big Mike doing a lot of. He didn't do a lot, but he like I remember him breaking a lot of like 50 G unit stuff too. Even though Who Kid was like their main DJ, I remember a lot of mixtapes where, like, first time I heard some G Unit of 50 stuff was on a Big Mike tape.
Yeah, Big Mike was a big deal. Like I remember I remember selling Big Mike mixtapes.
Whatever happened to him?
DJ Drama had a big lawsuit.
Yeah,
got raided, and it kind of ended the whole mixtape thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people transitioned, and other people did. I think that's what happened to a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Like, and he might, like, I mean, oh, K Slay's on Sirius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he on New York Radio?
I don't know.
A New Yorker don't know what's on the radio.
I don't live in New York. Like, I don't live there anymore. I don't know what they're playing on the radio. I have the Hot 97 app and everything, but I don't think K Slay is on Hot 97 anymore. I don't even think he's on Power. I don't know. That's like asking, shit, is Shea Boogie still on 97.3?
Yes.
I know that, but like, it's sort of the same question. Who listens to radio?
No. So, so let's go. Any other last predictions or whatever? Before we take a break and then come back to do this live, do this. What is it, like a live podcast? How do we even describe it? Oh, I got a question for you before you even answer that. So before, when we were last doing this, that was before the Triller deal. So how are you watching the verse? Do you use the Triller app or are you still doing Instagram?
I'm still doing Instagram. I'm still doing Instagram because they're nice when this is happening when I'm like at work. So I'll just like leave my phone on Instagram and I'll go back and like look. And then like they're pretty quick on getting it on YouTube. So I'll watch it on YouTube.
Okay. I mean, the app has like a lot of stuff. A lot of extra stuff in there like that I like. Like, I was doing Apple Music before the Triller deal, so I do got the Triller app. But I do like, I don't know. But to make sure that we're synced up, I'll probably do it on Instagram then, being aware, you know.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll get it on my TV and stuff, and I'll just watch it on my TV and...
Oh yeah, you're gonna be using the phone to do the podcast.
And pod from the phone.
But then what happens if we're out? All right, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. What are your predictions? Any other things that you want to say about before we take a break and wrap this up?
I got D Block. Out of 20, I got D Block.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 11-9, 12-8.
11-9, because this is going to be close, but this is going to be Dipset's going to slip somewhere.
You know, I got it like 10. I got like, I want to say 10-8, 2 draws.
That's fair. That's fair. I could see that.
So
I could see that happening. Word. Well, all right, man. I will get with you shortly. I'm going to go get my rhyme mind right, if you know what I'm talking about. And
hey, so tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on social medias. Facebook, I'm Scotty LaCura. Instagram, Twitter, I am Ill Scott Heron. And I'm also the same on Snapchat. I'm trying to figure that out, how Snapchat works. It's for the kids. So I'm trying to figure that out. And yeah, we will be hearing from us shortly. All right. I hope everybody enjoys the show and love to get everybody's feedback and what they thought about it. And peace.
And I'm your host, Lewis T. You can find me, Lewis T Media, which I should have said this probably at the beginning, but yeah, the Steel Versus Podcast is just under the Lewis T Media banner. We're going to put all kind of different content eventually up there. So we're going to have some Red Cups on the Red Couch interviews from Lewis T Media YouTube page. That's LOUISTEE Media. And yeah, you can find me on Lewis T Media on most platforms. Lewis T Media Instagram, Lewis T Media on YouTube. So yeah, I hope y'all, I mean, people have still been listening, so hopefully we get some of y'all back.
Yeah, we've missed y'all. I've missed being on here and talking this hip hop culture, you know.
Yeah.